Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right. We got a guy going through it right now. On the Twitters, no less. Ryan Garcia beat Devin Haney, was it last weekend? In a fight. He's a boxer, if you are unfamiliar. And Ryan Garcia, remember, the lead-up to that fight with Haney, and Haney was heavily favored in it, was that Haney was saying things like, Garcia doesn't even care about this fight. He's not even training hard. Garcia was saying things like, I like beer a lot. I like to drink beer. I drink beer every day. Yeah. And people were like, okay, this guy's going to get worked. He also ended up weighing in 3 pounds over the agreed upon weight, which lost him $500,000 per pound.
Whoa.
Yeah, 1.5 milli.
Man.
That is a big deal. I mean, think about like super lightweights. 3 pounds is a lot of weight. On those little fellers.
Yes.
But I think they almost got into a fight at the Empire State Building, too, before the fight as like a promotional event.
Well, and it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they were also supposed to throw out the first pitch at the Mets game that same day, and the Mets were like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I mean, and that's...
They canceled it after they arrived at the stadium.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They can't fight each other. That would be assault. Like, the only fight that can happen is a sanctioned fight, right?
Yeah, don't tell that to a boxer.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Well,
or anybody with cauliflower ear.
Right, yeah,
Conor
exactly.
McGregor, yeah, see him.
Garcia won the fight. It was a majority decision over Haney.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was 2 weeks ago, April 20th. And then yesterday, it was brought up by ESPN's Mike Coppinger. Garcia has tested positive for the PED Osterine. The day before and the day of his upset victory over Devin Haney.
Mm-hmm.
This was a voluntary...
I thought I saw the one that before the day of the fight, before the fight, it said it was a voluntary test.
Okay. So this led to Garcia going to his Twitter account. And folks, this is where we have an adventure that we have been on with Ryan Garcia's Twitter feed. Because the day started with Jesus is coming back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, followed by Booty's Lit.
I mean, yeah.
Booty's Lit.
Quite I do agree on that one.
Back-to-back tweets there.
Jesus is coming back. And then we have a picture of a herbal succulent, washaganda root, where he says, my bad, shouldn't have taken this.
Oh, the ashwagandha. Yeah, that's a popular one.
What is it?
Ashwagandha, I believe it's like an energy booster. Guys in their 30s and some gals, like it's in a lot of multivitamins.
Okay.
So, kind of started taking multivitamins, and I've seen that in some of the ones that I've bought.
Okay.
Ashwagandha take otherwise.
Hey-o!
Hey!
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
But this is about the time that it started coming out. He got popped for PEDs, which led to this video posted to his Twitter account. And I'm not going to lie, folks. Buckle up. You're going to go on a ride. There are two people. He's sitting down in a cutoff t-shirt. There are two people standing behind him, which you will hear both of them in this audio. They are like his hype men. Like it's the Wu-Tang Clan where they come out with like 40 people on stage. This is a video, just one person would have been fine.
Yeah.
But these two people framed up in the shot, they're just standing behind him, a man and a woman. The man is wearing a flannel, a Yankees hat, and pit vipers.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And the gal is a hot who's just standing behind him. Here is Ryan Garcia's defense over his PED positive test.
What's up, everybody? I came on here to address this bull claim that I cheated.
Lies.
Yep. Everybody knows that I don't cheat. What can I say? Mm-mm. You know, why didn't they come out with this before, you know, the fight? If they found it before, why would they let me step into the ring
right. As
a cheater and then come out with a victory and then they post this, you know? Again, these are people that are trying to attack me for whatever reason, but no weapon against me shall prosper. I never taken a steroid. I don't even know where to get steroids at the end of the day. I barely, you know, sure, take supplements. They're saying it's coming from the ashwagandha. That's so.
At the end lies. Of the
day, big lies. I beat his ass out of here. Everybody go to Warwick tonight. It's lit.
And I was with this guy every single day.
Yeah, never, ever.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What? There's a club promotion in there. We got a club promotion in there.
Club promotion.
I love the... I don't know why they even let me fight if I took that test. Like, did he think that it's like an instant test where you get a result? Like, does he think it's like a pregnancy test? Like, you send these,
apparently.
You take these samples and you send them to like the
to a lab.
To a lab, and they go through the lab and then you get the results.
Yeah, USADA handles all that, right?
You would think that, I'm assuming this clearly not this guy's first fight.
It is not his first rodeo.
And so I would assume that at some point throughout his boxing career, somebody would explain to him exactly how the testing process works.
He didn't listen.
No, he didn't.
Mm-mm.
And by the way, I think one thing that Odyssey should add is people just standing in the background giving their two cents on these fine shows.
Lies.
See? Sign me up. We need hype men.
And then can we release
a live studio audience? Really bringing the point home.
Can we please respond to the "I don't even know where to get steroids"? You're a professional boxer.
Yeah,
that's like you
grew up in a gym.
Yeah. That's like a kid saying they don't know where to get candy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right. That video is not the end of Ryan Garcia's, rants that he was going on. He followed that video up with, "I need more steroids. I'm addicted. Ugh." All right. All right. He's just going to dox everybody. I'll find out who paid to create this lie. Now I'm going to release everybody's time to expose the real snakes. Okay.
Okay.
He then followed it up with, "The glove does not fit." Not quite sure that's the one you want to go with there, bud.
Never use that. Mm-mm. Ever. Anybody.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Mm-mm. And then we go even further.
Yeah.
"I'm seen with Trump. Now I'm positive for steroids. This is a straight attack. Crazy."
So he's arguing that because he was seen with Trump, now all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Now we gotta
frame
him for a failed test.
Somebody should let him know that Tom Brady was also seen with Trump several different times. Mm. I don't think anything happened to him.
Okay. He had the Make America Great hat in his locker when Trump first started his campaign back in 2016 or 2015.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yep. And then here's my personal most confusing one here. If I took the steroids, then I'm for sure gay. Can anybody explain that one to me? That was a Ryan Garcia tweet following his positive PED test.
Okay. So there is a definitive correlation between the two, is what he's trying to say.
I think what we're gathering here is that either he's trying to say, "I definitely didn't do it."
Uh-huh.
Or I don't know. Or... maybe I have no idea where he's going there.
I am confused.
But there we are with Ryan Garcia. And then it went back to thanking God. he's so thrown out. Did he pay for the drug test, allegedly? Roping yourself in with the worst names you possibly can.
Right, yeah.
The glove did not fit.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. I was seen with Trump. Now I'm positive for steroids. And then dragging Diddy into it.
Yeah, now an alleged human trafficker. Yikes.
Folks, this is how you get...
It's quite the circle.
Wait, and then we have another one, too.
Ooh.
"I'm on the Jesus steroid."
What?
So if you're not familiar with what Osterine is... It's the Jesus steroid, according to Ryan Garcia, everybody.
What does it all mean, Basil?
I don't know.
I'm on the Jesus steroid.
I have no idea.
It's like secret stuff in Space Jam. Like, I don't know.
You would think that somebody, anybody, would be like, "Ryan, let's put the phone down for a while. Let's maybe take a few plays off here. We'll get back in the game later.
You gotta keep our composure."
Yeah, like this text is like, is Epstein gonna vouch for him?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand his defenses here.
Yeah,
is he trying? Because what? A lot of the names that he's bringing up are telling me like, probably guilty.
Yeah. What's the next one that's gonna come out? You know, Hitler had some really good points.
It is the worst road you could choose. He's gone. He's like, "You know what? There's a fork in the road. I'm going to go Yogi Berra. There's a fork in the road. Take it. This is the bad one. Still going to take it. I'm just going to go down that fork in the road, and I'm just going to walk down it as far as I can." Because this man is deep in the woods with it.
I mean, he gets hit in the head for a living. All right.
And that's the sad part.
Let's point that out.
That's the sad part.
Man.
Wow. I love that I don't even know where to get steroids. The first off, like, I don't even.
Yeah.
Oh, well, innocent. Definitely not going to go with the blood test. And he has a B sample and then can refile and take another test as well. I have a feeling this isn't over for the great Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely not the end of his Twitter account.
No. that'll be a good watch.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Man.
Oh man. All right. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Y'all are on one. YouTube comments as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.